Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Garza, G-A-R-Z-A, 10-16-63-54, Chief Complaint, Opioid Dependency, number one, number two, pedal edema, number three, I need my Lasix refill, number four, status post ER visit with L5 compression fracture. Our patient is a well-known 59-year-old woman on Suboxone for opioid dependency. Patient has done well with medication, has not had any relapse. She was seen in the emergency room for L5 compression fracture, was treated with Toradol. She did not receive any narcotics, period. New paragraph, it's time for her Suboxone refill, period. New paragraph, they gave her a choice of either watchful neglect regarding her L5 compression fracture, and or proceeding with the kyphoplasty. She's chosen to treat with wakefulness, watchfulness, period. Patient's allergies, Chantix, Wellbutrin, poison, Sumac, S-U-M-A-C-K. Social, she does smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, last period 2000, surgery, hysterectomy, hand surgery, medical problems, hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CHF, migraine, headaches, insomnia, opioid dependency. COVID immunization is up to date, she's alert, she's awake, 134 pounds, 99%, 99, 16, 98, 128 over 78, heart positive, positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft patient is wheelchair bound. Next shows on GVD, skin shows on rash, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Assessment number 1, opioid dependency. Number 2, Suboxone 8/2 sublingual. Number 15, given as before. Next number, is not taking any of the medication. Next was PDMP up to date. Next was did not do a urine tox screen at this time. Next was L5 compression fracture. Next number, avoid Toradol at this time since she's been taking that before. Next number is avoid Motrin. Next number, her Lasix 40 milligram was refilled as well today, but she's not taking it on a regular basis. Next number, she will see us next week. She will see us in 15 days for follow-up. If develops any neurological issues or any other things, then she will let me know right away. Thank you.